The Power of Habit. By Charles Duhigg. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Power of Habit by Charles Duhigg is a book about how habits shape our lives and how we can use them to our advantage. The book starts off by discussing the science behind habits and how they are formed. It then goes on to discuss how habits can be changed and how to use them to our advantage. The book also looks at how habits can be used to improve our lives, from our health to our work performance. It also looks at how companies use habits to their advantage, and how we can use them to our advantage as well. Finally, the book looks at how we can use habits to create lasting change in our lives. The book starts off by discussing the science behind habits and how they are formed. It explains that habits are formed through a three-step process: cue, routine, and reward. The cue is the trigger that sets off the habit, the routine is the behavior that follows, and the reward is the benefit that reinforces the habit. The book then goes on to discuss how habits can be changed and how to use them to our advantage. It explains that by understanding the cue, routine, and reward, we can change our habits and use them to our advantage. The book then looks at how habits can be used to improve our lives, from our health to our work performance. It explains that by understanding our habits, we can make small changes that can have a big impact on our lives. It also looks at how companies use habits to their advantage, and how we can use them to our advantage as well. Finally, the book looks at how we can use habits to create lasting change in our lives. It explains that by understanding our habits and making small changes, we can create lasting change in our lives. The Power of Habit by Charles Duhigg is an insightful and informative book about how habits shape our lives and how we can use them to our advantage. It explains the science behind habits and how they are formed, and how we can use them to improve our lives. It also looks at how companies use habits to their advantage, and how we can use them to our advantage as well. Finally, the book looks at how we can use habits to create lasting change in our lives. It is an invaluable resource for anyone looking to understand and use habits to their advantage. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Habits are formed through a three-step process: cue, routine, reward. This process is known as the habit loop and is the basis for how habits are formed and changed. The habit loop is a three-step process that explains how habits are formed and changed. The first step is the cue, which is a trigger that tells your brain to go into automatic mode and which habit to use. This could be a certain time of day, a certain place, or a certain emotion. The second step is the routine, which is the behavior itself. This could be anything from brushing your teeth to checking your phone. The third step is the reward, which is the benefit you gain from doing the behavior. This could be anything from feeling clean after brushing your teeth to feeling connected after checking your phone. Once the habit loop is established, it becomes easier and easier to do the behavior without thinking about it. This is because the cue and reward become associated with the behavior, and the brain starts to crave the reward. Habits can be changed by identifying the cue and reward, and then substituting the routine with a new behavior. This new behavior should also provide a reward, so that the brain will be motivated to keep doing it. The habit loop is a powerful tool for understanding and changing habits. By understanding the cue, routine, and reward, it is possible to identify and modify habits in order to create positive changes in our lives. Main idea number 2. Habits are powerful because they create neurological cravings. When a habit is triggered, the brain stops fully participating in decision-making and instead follows a routine. Habits are powerful because they create neurological cravings. When a habit is triggered, the brain stops fully participating in decision-making and instead follows a routine. This is because habits are stored in the basal ganglia, a part of the brain that is responsible for automatic behaviors. The basal ganglia is like a mental shortcut, allowing us to do things without having to think about them. This is why habits are so hard to break. Once a habit is formed, It is difficult to change because the brain is so used to following the same routine. The good news is that habits can be changed. By understanding how habits work, we can use the same neurological cravings to our advantage. We can create new habits that are beneficial to us and replace old habits that are not. This is done by understanding the habit loop, which consists of a cue, a routine, and a reward. By identifying the cue and reward, we can create a new routine that will eventually become a habit. Habits are powerful because they can be used to our advantage. By understanding how habits work, we can create new habits that are beneficial to us and replace old habits that are not. This is done by understanding the habit loop and using it to our advantage. With the right knowledge and effort, we can create new habits that will help us reach our goals and improve our lives. Main idea number 3. Habits can be changed by understanding the habit loop and replacing the routine with a new behavior. This is known as habit substitution and is the key to changing habits. Habits are formed through a process known as the habit loop. This loop consists of a cue, a routine, and a reward. The cue is the trigger that tells your brain to go into automatic mode and which habit to use. The routine is the behavior itself, and the reward is the benefit you gain from doing the behavior. To change a habit, you must identify the cue and the reward, and then replace the routine with a new behavior. Habit substitution is the process of replacing the routine with a new behavior. This new behavior should be something that provides the same reward as the old habit. For example, if you want to break the habit of smoking, you could replace it with a healthier habit such as going for a walk or drinking a glass of water. By doing this, you are still getting the same reward, relaxation or stress relief, but in a healthier way. Changing habits is not easy, but it is possible. By understanding the habit loop and replacing the routine with a new behavior, you can break old habits and create new ones. With practice and dedication, you can create lasting change and achieve your goals. Main idea number 4. Habits are formed in part due to environmental cues. By recognizing the cues that trigger a habit, it is possible to change the habit by changing the environment. Habits are formed through a process known as habit looping, which is composed of 3 parts: a cue, a routine, and a reward. The cue is the trigger that tells your brain to go into automatic mode and which habit to use. The routine is the behavior itself, and the reward is the benefit you gain from it. By recognizing the cues that trigger a habit, it is possible to change the habit by changing the environment. For example, if you want to break a habit of eating unhealthy snacks, you can remove the cue of having the snacks in your house. This will make it harder to access the snacks and will reduce the likelihood of you engaging in the habit. In addition to changing the environment, it is also important to replace the habit with a new one. This can be done by creating a new routine that provides the same reward as the old habit. For example, if you want to break the habit of eating unhealthy snacks, you can replace it with a healthier habit such as eating fruit or nuts. This will provide the same reward of a snack, but without the unhealthy consequences. By understanding the habit loop and recognizing the cues that trigger a habit, it is possible to change the habit by changing the environment and replacing the habit with a new one. This can help to break unhealthy habits and create healthier ones, leading to a healthier lifestyle. Main idea number 5. Habits are formed in part due to the reward associated with the habit. By understanding the reward associated with a habit, it is possible to change the habit by replacing the reward with a new one. Habits are formed when our brains learn to associate a certain behavior with a reward. This reward can be anything from a feeling of accomplishment to a physical reward. By understanding the reward associated with a habit, it is possible to change the habit by replacing the reward with a new one. For example, if someone has a habit of eating unhealthy snacks, they can replace the reward of the snack with a reward of going for a walk or doing some other form of exercise. This new reward will help to form a new habit of healthy eating. The Power of Habit by Charles Duhigg explains how habits are formed and how they can be changed. He explains that habits are formed through a 3-step process of cue, routine, and reward. By understanding the cue that triggers the habit, the routine that is performed, and the reward that is associated with the habit, it is possible to change the habit by replacing the reward with a new one. This new reward will help to form a new habit that is more beneficial to the individual. Main idea number 6. Habits are formed in part due to the belief that the habit will lead to a desired outcome. By understanding the desired outcome associated with a habit, it is possible to change the habit by replacing the desired outcome with a new one. Habits are formed through a process known as habit looping, which involves a cue, a routine, and a reward. The cue is the trigger that initiates the habit, the routine is the behavior itself, and the reward is the benefit that the behavior provides. By understanding the desired outcome associated with a habit, it is possible to change the habit by replacing the desired outcome with a new one. For example, if someone has a habit of eating unhealthy snacks, they can replace the reward of feeling full with the reward of feeling healthy. This can be done by replacing the unhealthy snacks with healthier alternatives. In The Power of Habit, Charles Duhigg explains that habits are formed because they provide a sense of comfort and predictability. By understanding the desired outcome associated with a habit, it is possible to change the habit by replacing the desired outcome with a new one. For example, if someone has a habit of procrastinating, they can replace the reward of feeling relaxed with the reward of feeling productive. This can be done by replacing the procrastination with productive activities. By understanding the desired outcome associated with a habit, it is possible to change the habit by replacing the desired outcome with a new one. This can be done by replacing the habit with a new behavior that provides the same reward. By doing this, it is possible to break old habits and form new ones that are more beneficial. Main idea number 7. Habits are formed in part due to the belief that the habit will lead to a desired outcome. By understanding the desired outcome associated with a habit, it is possible to change the habit by replacing the desired outcome with a new one. Habits are formed through a process known as habit looping, which involves a cue, a routine, and a reward. The cue is the trigger that initiates the habit, the routine is the behavior itself, and the reward is the benefit that the behavior provides. By understanding the desired outcome associated with a habit, it is possible to change the habit by replacing the desired outcome with a new one. For example, if someone has a habit of eating unhealthy snacks, they can replace the reward of feeling full with the reward of feeling healthy. This can be done by replacing the unhealthy snacks with healthier alternatives. In The Power of Habit, Charles Duhigg explains that habits are formed because they provide a sense of comfort and predictability. By understanding the desired outcome associated with a habit, it is possible to change the habit by replacing the desired outcome with a new one. For example, if someone has a habit of procrastinating, they can replace the reward of feeling relaxed with the reward of feeling productive. This can be done by replacing the procrastination with productive activities. By understanding the desired outcome associated with a habit, it is possible to change the habit by replacing the desired outcome with a new one. This can be done by replacing the habit with a new behavior that provides the same reward. By doing this, it is possible to break old habits and form new ones that are more beneficial. Main idea number 8. Habits are formed in part due to the belief that the habit will lead to a desired outcome. By understanding the desired outcome associated with a habit, it is possible to change the habit by replacing the desired outcome with a new one. Habits are formed through a process known as habit looping, which involves a cue, a routine, and a reward. The cue is the trigger that initiates the habit, the routine is the behavior itself, and the reward is the benefit that the behavior provides. By understanding the desired outcome associated with a habit, it is possible to change the habit by replacing the desired outcome with a new one. For example, if someone has a habit of eating unhealthy snacks, they can replace the reward of feeling full with the reward of feeling healthy. This can be done by replacing the unhealthy snacks with healthier alternatives. In addition to replacing the desired outcome, it is also important to identify the cue that triggers the habit. This can be done by paying attention to the circumstances that lead up to the habit. Once the cue is identified, it can be replaced with a new cue that triggers a different behavior. For example, if someone has a habit of eating unhealthy snacks when they are bored, they can replace the cue of boredom with the cue of going for a walk or doing some other activity that is more beneficial. By understanding the desired outcome associated with a habit and replacing it with a new one, it is possible to change the habit and create a healthier lifestyle. The Power of Habit by Charles Duhigg provides an in-depth look at how habits are formed and how they can be changed. It is an invaluable resource for anyone looking to make lasting changes in their life. Main idea number 9. Habits are formed in part due to the belief that the habit will lead to a desired outcome. By understanding the desired outcome associated with a habit, it is possible to change the habit by replacing the desired outcome with a new one. Habits are formed through a process known as habit looping, which involves a cue, a routine, and a reward. The cue is the trigger that initiates the habit, the routine is the behavior itself, and the reward is the benefit that the behavior provides. By understanding the desired outcome associated with a habit, it is possible to change the habit by replacing the desired outcome with a new one. For example, if someone has a habit of eating unhealthy snacks, they can replace the reward of feeling full with the reward of feeling healthy. This can be done by replacing the unhealthy snacks with healthier alternatives. In The Power of Habit, Charles Duhigg explains that habits are formed because they provide a sense of comfort and predictability. By understanding the desired outcome associated with a habit, it is possible to change the habit by replacing the desired outcome with a new one. For example, if someone has a habit of procrastinating, they can replace the reward of feeling relaxed with the reward of feeling productive. This can be done by replacing the procrastination with productive activities. By understanding the desired outcome associated with a habit, it is possible to change the habit by replacing the desired outcome with a new one. This can be done by replacing the habit with a new behavior that provides the same reward. By doing this, it is possible to break old habits and form new ones that are more beneficial. Main idea number 10. Habits are formed in part due to the belief that the habit will lead to a desired outcome. By understanding the desired outcome associated with a habit, it is possible to change the habit by replacing the desired outcome with a new one. Habits are formed through a process known as habit looping, which involves a cue, a routine, and a reward. The cue is the trigger that initiates the habit, the routine is the behavior itself, and the reward is the benefit that the behavior provides. By understanding the desired outcome associated with a habit, it is possible to change the habit by replacing the desired outcome with a new one. For example, if someone has a habit of eating unhealthy snacks, they can replace the reward of feeling full with the reward of feeling healthy. This can be done by replacing the unhealthy snacks with healthier alternatives. In The Power of Habit, Charles Duhigg explains that habits are formed because they provide a sense of comfort and predictability. By understanding the desired outcome associated with a habit, it is possible to change the habit by replacing the desired outcome with a new one. For example, if someone has a habit of procrastinating, they can replace the reward of feeling relaxed with the reward of feeling productive. This can be done by replacing the procrastination with activities that are more productive. By understanding the desired outcome associated with a habit, it is possible to change the habit by replacing the desired outcome with a new one. This can be done by replacing the habit with a new behavior that provides the same reward. By doing this, it is possible to break old habits and form new ones that are more beneficial. Main idea number 11. Habits are formed in part due to the belief that the habit will lead to a desired outcome. By understanding the desired outcome associated with a habit, it is possible to change the habit by replacing the desired outcome with a new one. Habits are formed through a process known as habit looping, which involves a cue, a routine, and a reward. The cue is the trigger that initiates the habit, the routine is the behavior itself, and the reward is the benefit that the behavior provides. By understanding the desired outcome associated with a habit, it is possible to change the habit by replacing the desired outcome with a new one. For example, if someone has a habit of eating unhealthy snacks, they can replace the reward of feeling full with the reward of feeling healthy. This can be done by replacing the unhealthy snacks with healthier alternatives. In addition to replacing the desired outcome, it is also important to identify the cue that triggers the habit. This can be done by paying attention to the circumstances that lead up to the habit. Once the cue is identified, it can be replaced with a new cue that triggers a different behavior. For example, if someone has a habit of eating unhealthy snacks when they are bored, they can replace the cue of boredom with the cue of going for a walk or doing some other activity that is more beneficial. By understanding the desired outcome associated with a habit and replacing it with a new one, it is possible to change the habit and create a healthier lifestyle. The Power of Habit by Charles Duhigg provides an in-depth look at how habits are formed and how they can be changed. It is an invaluable resource for anyone looking to make lasting changes in their life. Main idea number 12. Habits are formed in part due to the belief that the habit will lead to a desired outcome. By understanding the desired outcome associated with a habit, it is possible to change the habit by replacing the desired outcome with a new one. Habits are formed through a process known as habit looping, which involves a cue, a routine, and a reward. The cue is the trigger that initiates the habit, the routine is the behavior itself, and the reward is the benefit that the behavior provides. By understanding the desired outcome associated with a habit, it is possible to change the habit by replacing the desired outcome with a new one. For example, if someone has a habit of eating unhealthy snacks, they can replace the reward of feeling full with the reward of feeling healthy. This can be done by replacing the unhealthy snacks with healthier alternatives. In The Power of Habit, Charles Duhigg explains that habits are formed because they provide a sense of comfort and predictability. By understanding the desired outcome associated with a habit, it is possible to change the habit by replacing the desired outcome with a new one. For example, if someone has a habit of procrastinating, they can replace the reward of feeling relaxed with the reward of feeling productive. This can be done by replacing the procrastination with productive activities. By understanding the desired outcome associated with a habit, it is possible to change the habit by replacing the desired outcome with a new one. This can be done by replacing the habit with a new behavior that provides the same reward. By doing this, it is possible to break old habits and form new ones that are more beneficial. Main idea number 13. Habits are formed in part due to the belief that the habit will lead to a desired outcome. By understanding the desired outcome associated with a habit, it is possible to change the habit by replacing the desired outcome with a new one. Habits are formed through a process known as habit looping, which involves a cue, a routine, and a reward. The cue is the trigger that initiates the habit, the routine is the behavior itself, and the reward is the benefit that the behavior provides. By understanding the desired outcome associated with a habit, it is possible to change the habit by replacing the desired outcome with a new one. For example, if someone has a habit of eating unhealthy snacks, they can replace the reward of feeling full with the reward of feeling healthy. This can be done by replacing the unhealthy snacks with healthier alternatives. In The Power of Habit, Charles Duhigg explains that habits are formed because they provide a sense of comfort and predictability. By understanding the desired outcome associated with a habit, it is possible to change the habit by replacing the desired outcome with a new one. For example, if someone has a habit of procrastinating, they can replace the reward of feeling relaxed with the reward of feeling productive. This can be done by replacing the procrastination with productive activities. By understanding the desired outcome associated with a habit, it is possible to change the habit by replacing the desired outcome with a new one. This can be done by replacing the habit with a new behavior that provides the same reward. By doing this, it is possible to break old habits and form new ones that are more beneficial. Main idea number 14. Habits are formed in part due to the belief that the habit will lead to a desired outcome. By understanding the desired outcome associated with a habit, it is possible to change the habit by replacing the desired outcome with a new one. Habits are formed through a process known as habit looping, which involves a cue, a routine, and a reward. The cue is the trigger that initiates the habit, the routine is the behavior itself, and the reward is the benefit that the behavior provides. By understanding the desired outcome associated with a habit, it is possible to change the habit by replacing the desired outcome with a new one. For example, if someone has a habit of eating unhealthy snacks, they can replace the reward of feeling full with the reward of feeling healthy. This can be done by replacing the unhealthy snacks with healthier alternatives. In The Power of Habit, Charles Duhigg explains that habits are formed because they provide a sense of comfort and predictability. By understanding the desired outcome associated with a habit, it is possible to change the habit by replacing the desired outcome with a new one. For example, if someone has a habit of procrastinating, they can replace the reward of feeling relaxed with the reward of feeling productive. This can be done by replacing the procrastination with productive activities. By understanding the desired outcome associated with a habit, it is possible to change the habit by replacing the desired outcome with a new one. This can be done by replacing the habit with a new behavior that provides the same reward. By doing this, it is possible to break old habits and form new ones that are more beneficial. Main idea number 15. Habits are formed in part due to the belief that the habit will lead to a desired outcome. By understanding the desired outcome associated with a habit, it is possible to change the habit by replacing the desired outcome with a new one. Habits are formed through a process known as habit looping, which involves a cue, a routine, and a reward. The cue is the trigger that initiates the habit, the routine is the behavior itself, and the reward is the benefit that the behavior provides. By understanding the desired outcome associated with a habit, it is possible to change the habit by replacing the desired outcome with a new one. For example, if someone has a habit of eating unhealthy snacks, they can replace the reward of feeling full with the reward of feeling healthy. This can be done by replacing the unhealthy snacks with healthier alternatives. In The Power of Habit, Charles Duhigg explains that habits are formed because they provide a sense of comfort and predictability. By understanding the desired outcome associated with a habit, it is possible to change the habit by replacing the desired outcome with a new one. For example, if someone has a habit of procrastinating, they can replace the reward of feeling relaxed with the reward of feeling productive. This can be done by replacing the procrastination with productive activities. By understanding the desired outcome associated with a habit, it is possible to change the habit by replacing the desired outcome with a new one. This can be done by replacing the habit with a new behavior that provides the same reward. By doing this, it is possible to break old habits and form new ones that are more beneficial. Main idea number 16. Habits are formed in part due to the belief that the habit will lead to a desired outcome. By understanding the desired outcome associated with a habit, it is possible to change the habit by replacing the desired outcome with a new one. Habits are formed through a process known as habit looping, which involves a cue, a routine, and a reward. The cue is the trigger that initiates the habit, the routine is the behavior itself, and the reward is the benefit that the behavior provides. By understanding the desired outcome associated with a habit, it is possible to change the habit by replacing the desired outcome with a new one. For example, if someone has a habit of eating unhealthy snacks, they can replace the reward of feeling full with the reward of feeling healthy. This can be done by replacing the unhealthy snacks with healthier alternatives. In addition to replacing the desired outcome, it is also important to identify the cue that triggers the habit. This can be done by paying attention to the circumstances that lead up to the habit. Once the cue is identified, it can be replaced with a new cue that triggers a different behavior. For example, if someone has a habit of eating unhealthy snacks when they are bored, they can replace the cue of boredom with the cue of going for a walk or doing some other activity that is more beneficial. By understanding the desired outcome associated with a habit and replacing it with a new one, it is possible to change the habit and create a healthier lifestyle. The Power of Habit by Charles Duhigg provides an in-depth look at how habits are formed and how they can be changed. It is an invaluable resource for anyone looking to make positive changes in their life. Main idea number 17. Habits can be changed by understanding the habit loop and replacing the routine with a new behavior. This is known as habit substitution and is the key to changing habits. The habit loop is a three-step process that explains how habits are formed and how they can be changed. The first step is the cue, which is the trigger that tells your brain to go into automatic mode and which habit to use. The second step is the routine, which is the behavior itself. The third step is the reward, which helps your brain figure out if this particular loop is worth remembering for the future. Habit substitution is the process of replacing an old habit with a new one. To do this, you must first identify the cue and the reward that drive the habit. Then, you must come up with a new routine that provides the same reward. This new routine should be something that is easier to do and more beneficial to you. Once you have identified the new routine, you must practice it until it becomes automatic. Changing habits can be difficult, but it is possible. By understanding the habit loop and replacing the routine with a new behavior, you can break old habits and create new ones. With practice and dedication, you can create lasting change and improve your life. Main idea number 18. Habits can be changed by understanding the habit loop and replacing the routine with a new behavior. This is known as habit substitution and is the key to changing habits. Habits are formed through a process known as the habit loop. This loop consists of a cue, a routine, and a reward. The cue is the trigger that tells your brain to go into autopilot and initiate the behavior. The routine is the behavior itself, and the reward is the benefit you get from doing the behavior. To change a habit, you must identify the cue and the reward, and then replace the routine with a new behavior. Habit substitution is the process of replacing the routine with a new behavior. This new behavior should be something that provides the same reward as the old habit. For example, if you have a habit of eating unhealthy snacks when you're bored, you could replace that habit with a healthier alternative, such as going for a walk or reading a book. By understanding the habit loop and replacing the routine with a new behavior, you can successfully change your habits. Main idea number 19. Habits can be changed by understanding the habit loop and replacing the routine with a new behavior. This is known as habit substitution and is the key to changing habits. Habits are formed through a process known as the habit loop. This loop consists of a cue, a routine, and a reward. The cue is the trigger that tells your brain to go into autopilot and initiate the behavior. The routine is the behavior itself, and the reward is the benefit you get from doing the behavior. To change a habit, you must identify the cue and the reward, and then replace the routine with a new behavior. Habit substitution is the process of replacing the routine with a new behavior. This new behavior should be something that provides the same reward as the old habit. For example, if you have a habit of eating unhealthy snacks when you're bored, you could replace that habit with a healthier alternative, such as going for a walk or reading a book. By understanding the habit loop and replacing the routine with a new behavior, you can successfully change your habits. Main idea number 20. Habits can be changed by understanding the habit loop and replacing the routine with a new behavior. This is known as habit substitution and is the key to changing habits. Habits can be changed by understanding the cues, rewards, and desired outcomes associated with the habit and replacing them with new ones. Habits can be changed by understanding the habit loop and replacing the routine with a new behavior. This is known as habit substitution and is the key to changing habits. To do this, it is important to understand the cues, rewards, and desired outcomes associated with the habit. Once these are identified, it is possible to replace the habit with a new behavior that has the same cues, rewards, and desired outcomes. This new behavior should be practiced until it becomes a habit, replacing the old one. For example, if someone has a habit of eating unhealthy snacks when they are feeling stressed, they can identify the cues that trigger the habit, e.g. feeling stressed, and the rewards they get from it, e.g. feeling comforted. They can then replace the habit with a new behavior that has the same cues and rewards, such as going for a walk or doing some deep breathing exercises. This new behavior should be practiced until it becomes a habit, replacing the old one. Habit substitution is a powerful tool for changing habits and can be used to replace any habit with a new, healthier behavior. By understanding the habit loop and replacing the routine with a new behavior, it is possible to break old habits and create new, healthier ones.